蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。最近我们一直在分享的节目主题呢，是圣经是真实的吗？查尔斯就开始带领我们重新的来思考圣经的严谨性，或者说圣经的真实性。因为我们讲到圣经是神的话，那假设说圣经出现了纰漏，或者是出现了矛盾的地方，又或者是在圣经延续的过程当中发生了更改，那么圣经到底还是不是神的话呢？可能对于一些研究圣经的学者来说呢，他们真的会遭遇这样的问题。因为我们知道圣经呢，一方面是历史书，因为它记载了过去的历史，过去所发生的事，同时呢也是一本预言书，就是预言了将来会发生什么样的事。那这些历史书传承下来的手段呢，当然不是像现在一样拿一个 U 盘或者是拿一个什么移动储存设备就可以把它记录下来了。那个时候呢，羊皮卷也好啊，或者说一些手稿也好呢，都是相对比较容易受到损坏呀，或者难以保存的一些记录的手法。这个过程当中，圣经原文的原稿会遭到损害呢，也是一件很正常的事。但是究竟这些损害了的书卷，或者说可能是不完全的书卷，是否能够保证我们今天看到的圣经完完全全就是神要启示给我们现代人的呢？那在今天的节目当中，查尔斯就会进一步的来跟我们思想这个问题。我们好好的认真的来思想圣经对我们的价值，或者说圣经在传承的过程当中它经历过什么。
Well, we're in this series, Is the Bible True? We're talking about the B-I-B-L-E. Some people think that the Bible was made like the game of telephone. One person telling another person, and so on, and then the original message is lost, and what we have is a far-fetched fantasy.
我们这个系列的主题是圣经真实吗？有些人认为圣经的写成就像我们玩的传话游戏，以讹传讹。一句话从第一个人传到最后一个人就走样了，我们得到的只是个牵强的神话。
Well, here's how Dr. Bart Ehrman explains it and how his theory led him to not believe in the Bible.
有一位巴尔特·俄尔曼博士就是抱持这种想法。我们来听听他的理论如何使他不再相信圣经。
As I went on after Moody and went to another college, went to Wheaton College to do my bachelor's degree, I learned Greek, and I started reading the New Testament in the original Greek language, and I started being troubled by the fact that we didn't actually have the original text of the New Testament.
我读完穆迪学院之后，到了惠顿学院继续我的学士学位。我学了希腊文，并开始读希腊原文的新约圣经，然后我开始感到很困扰。因为我发现我们并没有新约圣经最初的原始文稿。
Because it started making less sense to me to say that the words of the New Testament had been inspired by God if there are places where we don't have the words. Because why would God bother inspiring the words so that we would have them if in fact he hadn't preserved the words that we really would have them? And so this started forcing me to rethink a lot of my evangelical beliefs, and it started leading me away then from fundamentalist Christian.
如果有些地方的字句不完整，我就觉得很难说新约圣经是神所默示的。因为如果事实上神没有保守那些我们认为应该有的话语，他怎么还需要默示给我们呢？所以我不得不开始重新思考我对福音的信仰。这也使我开始离开基要派的基督教信仰。
So when you look at the earliest manuscripts of Christianity, the scriptures of Christianity, and compare them with one another, there are mistakes all over the place. You know there are mistakes because you can compare two manuscripts and they differ from one another. And so so you have this problem that people are changing their text. And then the question is, what's the original text? What got changed?
当你去看早期基督教的手稿相互对比，会看到到处都有错误。这些错误就是说，当你拿到两份手稿来比对，会看到它们内容不一样。有人改了那些文稿，于是问题来了：到底最初的原稿是怎样的？为什么被改动了呢？
Scholar and Professor Bart Ehrman talking on a TV show with Penn State University about the earliest manuscripts of the Bible. Did you get his point? We don't have the originals. We have copies. So how can we be sure that what we have is actually what was originally written?
刚才是巴尔特·俄尔曼博士在一个电视节目里面的谈话，说到圣经早期的手稿。你明白他的论点吗？他的意思是我们没有原稿，只有抄本。所以我们怎么能确定现在的圣经就是原来的作品呢？
The question becomes especially problematic when you think of all the differences between manuscripts. When it's put like that, then it's no wonder fewer and fewer people are trusting and relying on the Bible today.
再加上几份手稿之间的差异，问题就变得更复杂。如果朝这个方向去想，也难怪越来越少人相信圣经了。
It's an important question. Why? Because if we can't be sure what the original said, how can we be expected to believe the Bible? What if the Bible we have is completely different than the Bible God wanted us to have? So it's not a silly question at all. But I don't think Dr. Ehrman is giving us the whole story. I want you to hear from another doctor. He's out of Dallas Seminary, Dr. Daryl Bach.And he does believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. And he explains some of the so-called errors that Bart Ehrman talks about.
这个问题很重要。为什么？因为如果我们不能确定原稿的内容，怎能期望大家相信圣经呢？万一我们现在这本圣经根本不是神想要给我们的话呢？所以说，这个问题一点也不笨。但是我认为，俄尔曼博士只看到了一小部分的事实。我请你来听另一位博士的解说，他是达拉斯神学院的达瑞尔·波克，他相信圣经没有错误，他跟我们解释那位俄尔曼博士所谓的错误是怎么回事。
Do you know for sure today what percentage is a pure text?
您知道圣经有百分之多少肯定是正本吗？
The problem is, the way I like to describe it is that we have 105% of the text. We have the text as it was, and then we have...the variations that have been introduced to the text, and text criticism is the job of trying to pair off that 105% down to what we originally had. And the places where we're not sure are noted. I tell people, you actually have the opportunity to be a little bit of a textual critic, because in some places in your Bible, in the margin, though, it will say or some manuscripts say. And that's telling you those places that are really the most discussed.
我会这样形容说，我们有105%的正本，我们有它的正本，也有一些稍有不同的版本。而经文教刊学的工作就是在这105%的文稿中去做对比，寻找出真正的原稿内容，并且把我们不能确定的地方做记号。我总是跟人说，你也可以做一点点经文教刊的工作，因为在你的圣经经文旁边，有时会有个或作或是有古卷作这类的注解，这就是在告诉你那段经文是比较有争议的地方。
A lot of the people out there talking about these things now give the impression that every word is questioned, and that's just simply not true. At any level, it's not true. 99% of the text is sure. There are some places in the Greek text where we scratch our heads and go, I'm not sure which one it is.
有很多人在讨论这个，给人一个印象好像圣经每个字都有问题。其实根本不是这样，这种看法完全不正确。 新约圣经文稿的内容 99% 是正确的，但是在希腊文稿中有些地方我们弄不清楚究竟是哪一个字词。
They're called C ratings in our Bibles. So things like spellings. Is it Gadarenes or Gergesenes? Is it Bethsaida, Bethatha, or Bethesda? Is the form of the verb SD or STIN? Is there an N sound on the end? Doesn't affect the meaning at all, but you know, we can't really tell. A lot of that is, that's what makes up that 1%. 99% of the text we're very comfortable with. That this is what was originally said.
我们把这些称作圣经中的丙级字，例如拼字，是格阿特尔伊尼斯或是格尔嘎兹伊尼斯，是博士塞大或博萨士大或是博舍斯大。 ST 和 Esting 这个动词变化中的 N 在词尾发不发音呢？这些疑问完全不影响文稿内容的语义，只是我们不确定这些细节，而这个情况只占了所有文稿的1%，其余的99%的内容我们很确定是符合原稿的。
And just as importantly, that 1% that we're not sure doesn't bring any major Christian doctrine into question. There simply is no major, and I don't even think any minor.Doctrine that's raised into question. I mean, not many of us are going to go to heaven or hell based on whether Scatterines or Gergesenes.
更重要的是，那1%的不确定并没有影响基督信仰的教义，对主要教义完全没有影响，连次要的教义也没有受影响。意思就是说，那个希腊字的拼法究竟是格阿特尔伊尼斯或是格尔嘎兹伊尼斯。并不能决定你会上天堂或下地狱。
Of the hundreds of thousands of textual variants that we actually have, the smallest group are those that are both meaningful and viable. It's less than 1/5% of all textual variants. And yet these are the ones that Christians and non-Christians always hear about, the ones that skeptics talk about, the ones thatmake the news because they're so interesting and they seem to destroy the Christian faith or uphold the Christian faith. It's a very small fraction.
在成千上万的各种文字差异中，那些具有双重语义或多重变化的词语是数量最小的一群。他们在刚才所说的1%里面只占到了1/5%，但我们常听到的讨论却集中在这部分。那些非基督徒和怀疑论者谈得沸沸扬扬的就是这部分，因为他们对这些很有兴趣，他们以为这些问题足以决定基督信仰的存亡，其实这只占了极小极小的比例。
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say?To you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and call.Omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold. soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That soul.
Beginning with Dr. Daryl Bach, continuing with Dr. William Mounts, and then Dr. Dan Wallace. That was a segment of the documentary, The God Who Speaks.
刚才分别是达瑞尔·波克博士、威廉·莫恩斯博士和丹·华里士博士的谈话，来自纪录片《说话的神》。
What were these scholars who can read the old manuscripts so easily in their original languages talking about? Well, Dr. Bart Ehrman, who we heard from just a bit ago, says that because there are so many differences in the manuscripts, then we can't really be sure what the original writings actually said. But what didn't he tell us? He didn't say that 99% of the New Testament is secure. What does that mean? It means that people who study these things for a living are confident that 99% of what we read in the New Testament was originally written as the New Testament. So a 1% of the New Testament, there are a few questions here and there, but maybe that even bothers you. It kind of bothers me too.
这些研究古文献的学者说明了什么呢？先前我们听到了俄尔曼博士说，因为圣经手稿彼此的差异太多，所以我们无法确定圣经原本在说什么。但是呢，他没有提到新约圣经当中的99%的内容都已经鉴定没有问题。这就是说，那些研究圣经和古文献的专家非常确信，我们现在所读的新约圣经确实是最初写作的内容，没有被改动过，只有1%的文字有点小疑问。或许你觉得还不太放心，我也有一丁点儿不确定。
But here's what we just heard that is so helpful. Out of the 1% that scholars aren't quite sure about, less than 1/5 of the 1% is actually significant. There are differences, spelling changes, word order. Those don't affect doctrine at all, so what does that mean?It means we can be sure that the message of the Bible to us is intact, God's word. Nothing in the 1% brings any teaching of the Bible into question. Well, that's quite a different picture than what Bart Ehrman presented, isn't it? But it's the truth. And we need to hear the truth, because arguments like the one Bart Ehrman makes are gaining ground. They're undermining our confidence in the word of the Lord.
但是刚才那几位学者的说明对我们很有帮助。在那1%的不确定的文字中，只有少于1/5的疑问比较明显。他们牵涉到的是字词的拼法不同，字的顺序不同等等。这些根本不会影响到教义本身。所以这就是说，我们可以很肯定圣经的信息是很完整的。圣经是神的话。那么1%完全没有牵涉到任何动摇圣经教导的问题，这和俄尔曼博士的看法真是大不相同，对吗？但这才是真相，我们需要听到真相，因为类似俄尔曼博士的这种言论越来越有市场，他们不断地在破坏我们对神话语的信心。
Remember what Jesus promised his disciples in John 14 and 16? He promised to send the Holy Spirit. And then in chapter 14, verse 26, he says that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. We can trust that the Lord is able to give us what he wants us to know, and he has done it. His Holy Spirit has guaranteed it. He says the Spirit will guide his disciples into all truth. That's what happened. His disciples were reminded of his teaching. They were led into the truth. They wrote it down for us to hear, and more than that, to believe.
还记得耶稣在约翰福音十四章和十六章给门徒的应许吗？他应许赐下圣灵来。十四章二十六节，主说：“圣灵要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。”所以我们可以相信主会把他希望我们知道的事告诉我们，而且呢，他已经做到了，他的圣灵也做了保证。主耶稣说，圣灵会带领他的门徒进入真理。果然，他的门徒们记起了耶稣的教训，他们写了下来，让我们可以知道，可以相信。
Jesus also told us in John 14:6, one of his famous I am statements, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And it's not just fantasy. It's true. Jesus appeared to eyewitnesses, 500 at a single time after he was raised from the tomb on the very first Easter Sunday, and he's still very much alive today.
耶稣在十四章六节说，我是道路、真理与生命。这不是神话，这是事实。耶稣从死里复活，曾向五百多人显现，到现在，他仍然活着。
My eyes on Christ, my King.
其实在最近两期的节目当中呢，李诺有一些的新的发现，就是说我们对待信仰的态度究竟应该是怎么样的。有时候我们会觉得说相信了就相信了，稀里糊涂的相信其实跟迷信并没有多少的差别。而真正较真的，或者说以一个真诚的态度去追求去认识呢，我想这个是一个相对端正的态度，因为这不仅是出于对我们自己的负责，也是对神的一种敬畏的心，或者说对神对真理的一种追求的心。因为当我们越来越去发现有关神的真相，有关圣经的真相，有关基督信仰的真相的时候，我们就会拥有越来越多的证据，可以告诉自己，告诉别人，神是真神，是活神。当然这个过程真的是不容易的，每个人可能经历的也都不一样。但就像查尔斯所说的，耶稣已经应许了圣灵会住在我们里面，而且圣灵呢会带领我们来认识他自己，这是很重要的。我们说耶稣是人，但他也是神，他有这样的应许，他从死里复活，他升天坐在全能的父的上帝的右边。这一个角度来看，我们看到的其实就是神他的一个超凡性。就像李诺之前说到的，神嘛，就应该是神了的神，也就是说他是超然的。当我们越多去探究的时候，我们就越能够发现其中所蕴含的真相。所以朋友，你有什么样的发现呢？欢迎你来信跟李诺分享。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。